You're listening to That's Life here at the Nahum Siegel Network. My third guest, I don't even know where he's calling from. Michael Miller is the Executive Vice President and CEO of the JCRC of New York. I have a feeling he's at the consulate. I'm not even sure, but on days like today, before the Celebrate Israel parade this Sunday, Michael is just on the move. Hello, Michael.
Hi. Hi, Miriam. How are you?
I am well. I thank you for taking the time. I know you have a very busy schedule, and I know that you were on with Nahum this morning. You already started talking about the run. You already started talking about the run through Central Park.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You and I are runners. Are you running? Are you running again this year?
I can't do it this year because of my crazy schedule, but I'll be there in spirit. I'll be there to wish all the runners well when they run and they start, and I'll be there at the end as well. And then running off someplace else. So, but God willing, Bezrat Hashem, next year I'll have an opportunity to run again.
It's really very exciting as a person who comes to the parade early to set up as we are broadcasting this year like we have for the last couple of years, our audio broadcast from the Celebrate Israel Parade. It's exciting to see all the runners post their run, you know, coming off the race course and going to wherever they're going and getting a drink and what have you, with the with their bib, their runner's bib that has the Celebrate Israel Parade logo on it. There's something about just that excitement and just that visual that already gets me pumped even before I get to the parade route.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The first year that we did this, to me, it was a haftaah. It was truly something very, very special. The bib has the words Israel in very, very large and bold letters. And your listeners might not realize that there are somewhere around 6,000 runners in this race. 6,000 runners, most of whom are not Jewish, of all different backgrounds, all different religions, all different races, and they're all walking around, all 6,000 of them, with this bib that says, Israel, celebrate Israel, but Israel. We think that's beautiful,
right.
And it really is a great way of carrying forward Israel's message, beyond being a Kiddush Hashem in a certain way.
Absolutely.
It's just something very special, and we're so proud and pleased that we're producing it.
And the New York Roadrunners Club is a partner with you in that they control, and I think that's probably a bad way to put it, but they are in charge, so to speak, of the races that go through Central Park. So this is one of their races.
That's correct. And in fact, if anybody thinks that we make money on this deal, we make absolutely nothing on this deal, just the opposite. We actually pay the New York Roadrunners a very, very large sum of money for them to produce this run. And there are mile markers, as you remember, along the 4 miles.
Right.
We begin in Eilat. We run through Yerushalayim is the first mile marker. The second mile marker is Haifa. The third mile marker is Caesarea and home base. The fourth mile marker is Tel Aviv. So we talk about that. So everybody knows that they're running through Israel in order to participate in this run.
That's great. The visual. Totally makes a difference. As a person who runs, you know that you are looking for things along the way. There are certain motivations, etc. So putting a runner in the zone, so to speak, that they are running through Israel makes a huge difference.
Oh yeah.
It certainly does. Do they get some kind of an interesting kind of medal or something upon completion? Does it have a picture of the state of Israel or something on it?
Only the winners, the real winners, in each category, the older ones or the younger ones, they get a medal, but everybody else, their medal is their bib. I still have the bibs from when I've run, and I cherish them.
Oh, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I keep them as a badge of honor. And it's just funny because there's just so much to the parade. There are so many different elements to the parade that while people don't know about the race beforehand or do know about it, to me, the celebration really starts at the beginning of the race, even though everyone doesn't participate in or know about it. But one of the most exciting parts of this year's parade, which is a celebration of the 50th anniversary of this parade, is that Space IL is going to have a major presence down the parade route.
Yeah. In fact, the capsule was in our office for a short period of time yesterday.
Wow.
I was kind of blown away that we have an Israeli-developed space capsule, spacecraft, which could end up on the moon. Hopefully they're going to win in this Google Lunar X Prize competition. I encourage folks to go and Google that. They can learn all about it, which is what I did. And there are teams from all around the world that are competing to win this prize to attempt to land the first of their whatever it is that they build on the moon. Of course, this would be the first Israeli spacecraft on the moon, which would be so exciting. And we all know about Israel's technological accomplishments, and I'm sure that they're going to be close to being winners, if not winners, of the entire competition. It would be so exciting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It must have been amazing, by the way, to have it in your office and look at that and say, that's going to outer space.
Yeah. Well, a lot of other things in my office I like to go to outer space. But, but seriously, this is something which is so unique. It doesn't happen every day, and particularly those of us living in New York. You don't really get to see space capsules. And for the fact that it's Israel, which does have a number of satellites up in the stratosphere someplace, for this one to be participating in our Israel parade, a Celebrate Israel parade, is something very special.
Right. No, absolutely. And off the tragedy of Ilan Ramon, for Israel to pick itself up, which is what Israelis do. They literally live to fight another day. It is part of the testament of Israel and is part of the testament of the Jewish people in general. But to get back on the horse, so to speak, and say, not only are we not going to try again, but we are going to enter into this competition, which is so fierce and so much is riding on it, that we want to make sure that Israel is, I mean, literally and figuratively, on that map as well.
Right. They're up against some of the most advanced teams in the world. But Israel also has an advanced team, whether it was Ilan Ramon, Alev HaShalom, or whether it's their own space capsules that are up there now, their satellites. Israel is at the forefront. And why should it not be at the forefront of this Google Lunar X Prize competition? So. But the fact that they're here in New York, they want to display it in front of the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who would be going up, lining the avenues, really means a lot to us here.
No, absolutely. See, I have to be honest, in a personal moment, the Celebrate Israel Parade, which of course has had different names to it, and people have abused that name over the years, is a very special day for me. Not only do I remember, I have very fond memories of marching as a kid, but when I finally started to be able to march with my own kids, even in strollers and toddlers, etc., it really was that continuation, that movement, and that imparting to your children the values that you hope and that you look to embed in them as they become adults and as they grow on in their lives. And I know that this is the celebration of the 50th anniversary. So I wonder what the first marchers, that first year, what they were thinking at the time when that march started and what made them get together and say, you know what, we deserve and Israel deserves the opportunity for everyone to look at us as we walk up Fifth Avenue and stop and pay attention to the greatness of Israel.
Well, there is, I agree with you, there is one person in New York who is one of the founders of this parade. His name is Ted Comet. And Ted, who is a Yeshiva College graduate, worked in various Jewish organizations, and he just turned 90 years old.
Wow, Mazal Tov.
Yeah, and the first parade was only five blocks long. Now, it doesn't make any difference. The idea is exactly what you said. You want to make a statement. We have a large Jewish community here in New York, the largest Jewish community anywhere in the world, and there are other parades. Why shouldn't we have our parade? And here it is 50 years later, and I said to Nachum this morning that how many events are there that last year after year after year, but you start counting them, five decades long, and it's still here and bigger and better than ever.
Well, it is a metaphor, isn't it, for the Jewish state? It is a metaphor for Israel. It is a metaphor for the Jewish people, that people don't expect us to keep coming back and getting stronger.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct. And but that's who we are, and we don't give up. We always believe not only in the past and in the present, but we also very much believe in the future. And as you point out, particularly it's not only the kids, but particularly the kids who are marching this parade from the various yeshivot and day schools, and just that experience of marching up Fifth Avenue and holding your Israeli flag, doing your dance, singing your song, whatever it might be, wearing the T-shirt,
right,
that remains with you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Are we looking forward to seeing many more marchers this year? I heard that there are marching bands coming in from other places.
Yeah, well, we have 15 marching bands. We have over 200 groups in the parade with more than 35,000 marchers. I'm here in the consulate. Yes, where I was. I'm here in the consulate because there is a delegation of Israeli members of Knesset members who have just arrived this morning, and we're orienting them now. Cut out of the orientation to come and do this interview, but
sorry about that. But thank you.
But you know, there are Chavrei Knesset from Likud, from Shas, from Abayat Hayudi, from Labor, from Yesh Atid, from Hatnuah. They're terrific people. The Consul General, Ido Aharoni, was briefing them and told them that there were 50,000 marchers in the parade. I don't know if there actually will be 50,000 marchers in the parade, but it's not going to be that much short of it.
That's
once you get over 35, you know,
Who keeps counting? Exactly.
But since it's the 50th anniversary, why don't we just say that there are going to be 50,000 marchers in the parade?
Sounds good to me. That certainly sounds good to me. Well, the Wallachs will be there in full representation. We bring our team of eight very, very proudly. Yeah, exactly. We make a dent. We make a dent. It's very exciting. But Michael, I really appreciate you so much for coming on and taking the time and stepping out of your schedule. And kol hakavod to everyone at the JCRC, and my thanks to Peter Coleman, everyone who makes this happen, and for again including us in this wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, thank you, Miriam. Thank you for having this conversation. We have almost a family connection.
You got it.
So, you know, just being on the phone with you means a lot, and I so much look forward to seeing you on the Avenue just a couple of days from now.
You got it. Just a couple.
On a beautiful day, Baruch Hashem.
By the way, I don't know how you planned that. That was pretty good, because the weather has been iffy.
A lot of prayers, a lot of tefillot.
Well, certainly the prayers were answered. Michael Miller, thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Miriam.
Take care. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network.